All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Laura, are you prepared to have a relatable, fun conversation?
Only if I can also have a little bit of news and a little bit of nonsense. Yeah. How about you? I think we do that pretty well.
I think so.
We try.
Exactly. Do we always succeed?
No.
No. Before the break, I asked people to text in 651-461-9226 on what is the worst youth sport to observe. And as parents, we love, we observe.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
You just triggered
it
me.
It just hit you. What is the worst from your memories?
Middle school swim meets.
Oh, my Lord. I do think swim meets have to be in the top.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the top three. Right?
Especially when your kid is in the second to the last event.
It's a long day. It's so hot.
It's hot.
Did I tell the story about the high school girlfriend that I had who is a swimmer?
Mm-mm.
So I dated this girl, Chris, and I met her at my summer job at the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked, she went to a different high school.
Okay.
So, you know, summer loving.
Yeah.
A little summer romance. And Chris is on the swim team, which I think is fall, right? Is that a fall sport?
Yeah, high school is a fall sport. Yep.
So, like a good boyfriend, I would go every once in a while to a swim meet. And we went to homecoming together, and we got in a car accident.
Oh.
And my friends, when I didn't show up at the dance, we were all at dinner together. It was just me and Chris in my parents' station wagon driving mm-hmm. for the restaurant to the high school. And I took a left turn on a yellow, and the other car didn't stop.
Ugh.
So, T-bone, and so my friends all thought that I, you know, oh, Jason's not here yet. Hey,
what's he doing?
What's he doing? And really, I was sitting in the back of a squad car, leaving a
scary
report. So, anyway, so that happens, and then the next week, I go to a swim meet to watch her swim.
But you guys were both okay in this
accident. We're both okay.
Okay.
A little sore. Her mom's main concern, are you still going to the dance? And we're like, I guess.
Did you go?
We did go.
Okay, good.
And then the next week, she dumped me.
Mm.
After.
You must have been a lousy dancer.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Right? I think maybe it was a little too, it freaked her out a little much, right? Like being in the crash, the dance. But she didn't dump me. Until I sat through an entire swim meet with her mother.
Oh,
and
I
she
bet
dumped
she was
me in
like
the parking
in
lot.
In an 800 meter
yes.
Relay at the very last
it was
event.
The worst.
Yes.
The
I know,
worst.
I know.
Swim meets are very bad. One texter says middle school band concert.
Oh, yes.
Middle school band is rough. Oof. Orchestra,
it's,
band, maybe
it's
equally
fun.
Dissonant.
It's so interesting.
It is fun.
Yes, but yeah.
I would put forth high school track.
Yeah, that's another one. They just go on and on and on, and your kid is in the second to the last event.
And you can never guess, or they're in the middle, and you can never guess the exact timing.
I know.
And the spring sport, I'm not sure, spring sport versus swim meet. Swim meet, guaranteed it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
So hot and steamy and gross.
Yep.
Spring sport, it could be 28 degrees.
Especially if you're in April, the fool's month.
Correct.
Yes.
So, I've been to two track meets already. Rough.
Mm-hmm.
Very
bundle
cold.
Up.
And as soon as those go so long. So, you get there at 4:30 and you're like, it's not that bad. And then the sun goes down.
And then it's
the wind kicks up.
6:45.
Yeah.
The lights have come on.
I was at a soccer match. Well, we had a tournament this weekend in Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday was miserable.
Yeah.
It was miserable. And
just, you mean the long day?
It was 30.
Because it was nice out on Saturday.
No, it was 33 degrees.
Oh, in the morning.
Yeah.
Early morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It was okay by, well, then I was at the Timberwolves game, so I don't know. Did it warm up? I have no idea.
Yes, it ended up being
a delightful day. My day took a nice turn.
Yes,
so
it did.
I was at a soccer match in the morning. Maybe that's a little karma. Like you get, you know, it was good to go and watch. Like
yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I have a photo of myself at a soccer match when Charlie was probably, 14, 15. And this must have been a spring deal because it could have been fall, I guess, but I was wrapped up in a blanket with a winter hat on and a winter jacket, but it was clearly not in a month where you're supposed to be wearing that stuff.
Yeah.
I just remember that. Really, what am I doing?
What am I doing? You have to do it.
Yes, you do.
One texter wants to know what was worse, the accident or the swim meet. I think of the swim meet was worse, to be honest.
Like it.
Although I got a ticket. I got a ticket.
You were because you were moving on a yellow. You have to stop when you see a yellow.
You're allowed to move on yellow, but you're not allowed to. The ticket was for failure to yield to oncoming traffic.
Oh.
Which, I mean, technically, I did stick my car in front of an oncoming car.
You did not have the right
of
way.
I did not.
Got
I did
it.
Not. I deserve the ticket.
Yeah.
I did show up in court.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer did not. But no, the officer was there, but the other driver did not.
Okay.
So there was no witness. So,
well, you were okay. That's all that matters.
Well, all I care about is clean record, you know. I was a pretty squeaky clean kid. I couldn't have that on my record. Did you see that MnDOT put up a sign that misspelled Ide Mill Road?
I saw the article about that, yes. I didn't see the actual sign, though. That's not
there
far
is a
from
picture. So am I saying it right? Ide? It's
yes.
A-Y-D.
It's Ide Mill Road. Mm-hmm.
It is one of our weirdest roads
in
the
Twin
Cities.
It's super weird, yes.
So it is an absolute, well, they repaved it finally.
Yeah.
But until they repaved it, if you wanted just like to kind of get your entire body shaken in a violent manner, a nice 35-mile-an-hour ride down that absolute horrifying road. It's like the highway that, like, you could tell someone had an idea.
Yeah.
Like, it was supposed to connect Interstate 94 to 35E.
Like, taking a shortcut through the neighborhood.
It's like a diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
And you look and you're like, some of the highway design, don't you wish, like, could we start over?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what what were we thinking? But that, so then it never became really a highway. So it's sort of like a road. I don't know. It's such a weird road.
It is a weird road.
But the street sign says Addy.
Addy.
A-D-Y.
Mm.
A-D-Y. And they just put it up.
Well.
I mean, it happens.
I can see the mistake being made at the sign manufacturer if they're not familiar with the name of the street or the road. But.
Because you're like, how could it be A-Y-D? What is that? That doesn't even make sense.
That's not a word.
Must
I know.
Be Addy.
But if you are a St. Paul resident who is putting up this sign,
yeah,
or maybe it was a MnDOT thing. I guess I don't know.
MnDOT.
What do I know?
MnDOT got roasted a couple years ago for misspelling Ogilvie.
Mm.
That's a city. It said Ogilvie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, according to the Star Tribune, the contractor that rebuilt 35W between Crosstown and downtown Minneapolis
mm-hmm.
installed six signs that were misspelled along the fast pass lanes. It said two or more persons per vehicle. Vehilce.
Okay. I think we need a spell checker. At the sign at the sign-making area.
I've never seen, like, I feel like there's a sign-making facility off of Interstate 94. Mm. Like, you see some of the, I don't know if that's like a contractor or whatever, but I am sort of curious, like, how they do it. Have you ever seen a story or a video on, like, how they?
No.
Because I assume it's just like a blank sign and you're sort of just sticking, it must be like adhesive letters or something.
Or you're programming a machine to
laser print it?
Laser print or press it into the metal. Yeah. I don't know. That would be an interesting thing to see.
It is interesting. Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but I do like when people screw things up and it's not me. And it's low-stakes screw-ups, you know?
There you
That's
go.
That's a low-stakes screw-up.
Totally.
It's a misspelling. They're fixing it tonight. But if you want to see it, it's at the Randolph Avenue and 35E interchange in St. Paul's. So
all right.
You got couple hours to go check that out. Laura, thank you. D-Rush Hour News headlines coming your way in just a minute on a Monday. We'll talk about why so many schools in Minnesota are in deficit. A new explanation I hadn't heard about. Ever walk around downtown Minneapolis and wish you had somewhere to sit? And what company said this? A lot of times you think of improvement and innovation as modern, but we're going to go back. We're going to go back. We're going back to go forward. We'll talk about that in the D-Rush Hour in just a minute here on CCO.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
April 22nd, it's time for the D-Rush Hour News headlines, and we start with the Pioneer Press asking a very logical question. After record increases to school funding, how are so many of our schools in deficit? $2.2 billion in new funding for the 2024-25 two-year budget, a nearly 11% increase over the last state budget. And at the same time, 70% of metro school districts in the state are saying, yeah, we're probably going to have a deficit in the coming year. In St. Paul and Minneapolis, their shortfalls are among the biggest, both districts around $100 million. So there's a lot going on, reports the Pioneer Press. The expiration of federal pandemic aid, that's part of it. But, you know, schools knew that was expiring. So, like, I don't know that that lets them off the hook. Inflation, for sure, the same things all of us are facing. The schools are declining enrollment. That's part of it. But I did not fully understand this. The state funding, you know, $2 billion is a crap ton of money, right? It came with 65 different mandates, new mandates. So this is sort of like if you ever write a check to your college, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to give a donation, but I direct it to the fund for the this, for the that, instead of unrestricted. Or you give it to a charity and you're like, I want it to go to this. Well, that is apparently what the state has done to the school districts. $1.1 billion of the dollars is attached to mandates. So really, only about $410 million. Is straight up discretionary, where you can use it however you please. So you're getting new funding, but like you're not really getting new funding, is sort of the report. You're getting new funding and you're getting new responsibilities. And so that's part of the problem. Ever walk around downtown Minneapolis and think, man, I wish I had somewhere to sit? This that was wonderful, by the way. This story is so Minneapolis, isn't it? Like, you got this guy, Tom Saunders, he's a woodworker. He's like, it's a warm winter. Why are there nowhere to sit? So he starts making benches and just plops them down. Zoe Jackson, Star Tribune. Nice story about Tom. Tom used to work downtown. He's right. If you're not on a restaurant patio or a bus shelter, there's nowhere to sit. Now, not to dump on this effort. Because, like, it's fine. But, like, do you want to sit on like a little bench downtown? Is that what anyone wants? What we need is like some green space or a park or something. Like having a couple of benches down. Like how bad do you need to take a load off? Like you're so wiped? Or you just want to enjoy the moment? Like, it'd be nice if we had some spaces. You know what I mean? The Downtown Improvement District, and those are those, like, the green uniform people. They do have movable seating. They've got, like, these Adirondack chairs and these other metal chairs. And they will be put out in May when they normally put out. You know, they say warming winter. Maybe if the winters are warm, we'll put them out earlier. I don't know what's going to happen to these benches, though, right? Like, some bureaucrats could be like, you don't have a permit. I don't know. Just the whole thing is wackadoo city. If you read it and you feel good. I felt good when I read this story this morning, and then the more I think about it, the dumber it is. You guys should be glad this show is on from 3 to 6, because when I wake up, I'm full of optimism and joy and happiness about all these stories, and then after I think about them for the day, then I come here and I do that. What company said this? A lot of times you think of improvement as modern, but we are going back to go forward. Manischewitz, 136-year-old brand, been a staple at American Jewish households for generations. New York Times reporting, with Passover starting tonight, Manischewitz, just in time for Passover. Total top to bottom rebranding. It looks pretty good. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you spent much time in the gluten-free Knish aisle or the frozen matzo ball area? Or no? How about your matzah? Have you spent much time in the matzah aisle? It looks good. I like it. Very interesting, though. They're trying to go back to their roots. The idea, instead of saying, like, all right, we got to appeal to, like, you know, foodies who are curious, they're really trying to appeal to millennials who are Jewish, who connect with kind of the soups their bubby made. And so how do we do that? Some things are keeping it the same. The matzah, the gefilte fish, the borscht, those recipes are the same. But some things will be new. 5:31, that's the D-Rush Hour news headlines here on CCO. We'll take a break. We will be back with traffic and weather together. Twins baseball on the air. Don't get too excited for Twins White Sox. But we'll have that for you. First pitch is at 6:40. 6:40 here on CCO.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.